Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Okay, ladies, get out your pens and pencils. You want to know the exercises you should do if you don't have a lot of time. You want to do 10 exercises in 15 minutes, and you want to know what ones you can do that are going to give you the best results. My guest is Dr. Len Kravitz. He's the program coordinator of exercise science at the University of New Mexico. He's also won the Outstanding Teacher of the Year Award. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kravitz. Let's start with your favorite exercise for ladies. What do you know that we want to work on? How to do it?
Well, you know, I have 25 years of personal training, and I know for sure that every one of my clients I worked in teaching group exercise wanted a firm rear end and shapely thighs. And let's start there, Melanie, because squats is number one. And I love doing squats in different positions, with the legs wider than the shoulders, with the legs, feet placed shoulder width, and then even narrow squats so that I can challenge that lower body in a number of different ways. So that's my number one.
I love sideways squats and front squats and squats off a bench. Okay, let's hit number two. We want to try and get to all of these.
Well, every client I had for over 25 years wanted to look good during the summer, and they were all wearing sleeveless. And I usually start, you know, Melanie, with the shoulders. And, you know, that shoulder press, I love free weights because you can alternate the weight. I love kettlebells. I love medicine balls, but you gotta have some shoulder presses. You choose the device, but that will really give that sleeveless outfit the look that everyone really so desires.
And we don't have to use heavy weights, right? I mean, you can tone those shoulders and make those arms looking beautiful with 5-8 pound dumbbells.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. You just don't need that heavy weight. Find the comfortable, I always say comfortable but challenging. Comfortable but challenging.
Well, that's very hip right now, Dr. Kravitz, because everybody says Michelle Obama arms, that's what they want.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what we're looking for, is those nice shapely arms. Go to number three for me.
Well, you know, I like, and I've always had a client pool of people that really enjoyed having a shapely back. And there's nothing like using either free weights or bands or any type of device in your fitness facility and doing standing rows. And I kind of like standing rows more than seated because you're having to activate more muscles. But there's nothing about bringing those elbows back, contracting all of those middle back muscles and developing a shapely back.
It is gorgeous, and it looks better when we're wearing a low-cut dress that's low in the back or a bathing suit. Hit number four for us.
Well, you've got to focus on some target areas. And Melanie, you know, as an exercise physiologist, that the back of the arms, the area of the triceps, sometimes becomes a little flaccid. And so I like to very target train the triceps with some tricep extension with dumbbells. If you're in a fitness facility, there's a number of different pulley devices you can use. But even if you don't have anything, you can do, and this is a great tip, some partial push-ups against the wall, Melanie, so that you're kind of leaning against the wall and push against it and into it and really target train those tricep muscles.
Love to work my triceps, and there are, as you say, even ways that you can modify things and pull down things and move the dumbbells around to get those back of the arms. Okay, so we're hitting to number five. This is a big one. What's number five?
You got it. Gotta go abs.
Gotta go abs. I knew you were going to go there. Okay, what's your favorite abdominal exercise,
well,
Dr. Kravitz?
You know, I've got a hint. I'm a real fan of planks. And I love planks on the ground. I love planks on physio balls. I love, you know, planks that offer a lot of core and abdominal challenge. And I found they're very, very effective for women. And most women really enjoy the planks because they can feel there's a health benefit. You know, Melanie, we focus so much on just great abs, but they have better spine control. They have less back pain, and it's a fabulous exercise.
You can actually feel that one. You know, even someone, I work out a lot, but I can feel when I do those planks, especially on the ball. And for people that don't know, forearms on the ball or straight arms, but I like forearms on the ball, legs straight out, keep that body in a plank, in a straight plank. And when you get really good, you can move those elbows forward, roll the ball forward just a little bit, only an inch, not even, and see the difference in that because you're lengthening that lever. Let's go to number six, Dr. Kravitz.
Well, there's a top part of the body we haven't touched yet, Melanie, and you know we've talked about the back, but we've got to talk about the chest. And I personally like a lot of body weight exercise. I'm a fan of partial push-ups on the floor, placing the feet or the knees on the ground with wide arms so that you place the hands shoulder width and then move them out at least 4 inches for each arm or even wider. And I like the partial push-up, Melanie, because you can do more until you build that strength. Everybody has a certain threshold, and I'd like to see success with push-ups. And then as you get stronger, you can get more into the full-range push-up. Of course, we've got bench press, we've got dumbbell bench press, we've got fly machines. All of those work too, but we've got to focus on the pectoralis muscles.
I love a good chest press, and I, too, love push-ups. I just think that some of these old-school exercises are truly the best. Now, what about number seven?
You know, you mentioned it in your opening statement. I like to really focus. To me, you know, so many of my clients, I used to have really wanted defined thighs. And we've talked about squats, but nothing defines thighs better than a step-back lunge. You know, we've done a lot of step forward lunges in the fitness industry, but I love it when you're standing up and you reach back with one leg and step down. You'll bend both knees, but it really keeps the knee over the ankle and the focus on the front thigh.
I am right there with you. I love a back lunge. I don't even teach front lunges anymore. I do them all as a back lunge because I feel like you get it right there in the quads. We have time for the last three, so let's hit eight.
You got it. You know the bird dog, Melanie, when you're on your hands and knees, you lift one arm and opposite leg. We call that the bird dog. You're kind of in a doggy position, and then you lift one arm and one leg, so that's kind of the bird. It's a fabulous lower back exercise. And then you alternate. Yep. And if you've never done it, you have to let me talk you through it. On your hands and knees, lift one arm, lift one leg, and you're flying.
And you're flying alternate. And alternate and do them on opposite sides and hold that body nice and still while you're doing it. And yes, you do work the back and you'll feel your tush and thighs. Okay, number nine.
You got it. Bicep curls.
Of course, can't do anything without some good bicep curls. Everybody pretty much knows what they are. Pick your favorite weight. Standing, stand against a wall, hold those arms back, squeeze those blades. Sitting, however you have to do them. Burn more calories standing, though. Last favorite exercise for women, Dr. Kravitz.
I like the side traveling squat, where you take a side step down, bring the leg together. Side step down, bring together, and you travel sideways about six steps one way, six steps the other way. It really is perfect for rounding out our thigh buttocks workouts that we've talked about.
Well, this is the list. It is the ultimate list, and I think it's absolutely a great list because I adhere with my clients and my patients these exact same exercise. The only ones I'd like to add, and if your favorite exercise wasn't on the list, don't be upset, listeners, because it'll be on another list, and you can do them all. I like to try and add in some pull-ups, but they're pretty hard. But they do work, those arms and back, so well. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.